top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, July 27th, 2016. And the first observation in the first hour that I mentioned drew primarily on the words of Robert Higgs, those being, if someone had lied to you frequently over a long period of time, you would, I presume, hesitate to believe anything that person told you unless you could confirm its veracity yourself. Given this reality, the question is, why does anyone believe anything politicians or government officials say, or the white coats, the technocrats? And yet, by and large, the vast majority of Americans do little to no vetting of their own. And even the folks who, you know, think that they're getting things figured out really have not properly exercised or developed their critical thinking skills to exercise them. Really, they haven't. And as I caution and remind folks always, remember, Kool-Aid comes in a variety of flavors, not just corporate media. So we have to develop our critical thinking skills. We have to develop them and exercise them. The writer of Hebrews, I think, put it best in Hebrews 5 and the admonition of, it's interesting, you know, babies sucking on a bottle. Hebrews 5, the author of Hebrews is talking about Melchizedek and says, concerning him we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing, which reminds me of America. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. That's where we ought to be. We're not. So it's just staggering to me, the level of schizophrenia and cognitive dissonance that we keep. Why do we return and listen to these people as a group? Why are there people who are not just, why is everyone not terminally suspicious? And, you know, folks will say they're waking up, and I don't want to cast aspersions by any means, but, you know, as we look around ourselves, I would say, beware the glasnost effect, comrades, as I always say. Beware the glasnost effect and remind yourself, or be aware that Kool-Aid comes in a variety of flavors. You know, Gerda Coleman, who was on the broadcast Monday, was on Monday's broadcast, has pointed out that 90% of mainstream media accounts, not just in America but abroad, are essentially psyops and disinformation campaigns. That was an aside in context of another point, but when he wrote about that. But we know that propaganda has once again been legalized. State-sanctioned propaganda has been legalized essentially through the NDAA back in 2012 here in America as well. How are we not terminally skeptical? And what purpose could that serve? What good purpose could that serve? To wage disinformation campaigns against the American people at large. So if you go to the Wikipedia entry for glasnost, as I always point out, it includes these words still, even though it keeps getting massaged and reworked so as to kind of occlude the reality of glasnost. And the current reality in America, I would say, of glasnost. Glasnost translated to English means publicity or openness and transparency. Where have we heard those words over the last 8 years? So you'll find these words. Glasnost did indeed provide freedom of expression far beyond what Gorbachev had intended. Indeed, I would say ostensibly far beyond. or far, far beyond ostensibly, and changed citizens' views toward the government, which played a key role in the demise of the Soviet Union. Again, which played a key role in the demise of the Soviet Union. So you hear about people waking up. You hear about weeks. Or you hear about leaks, you know, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, Bradley Chelsea, whatever Manning. You know, these kinds of voices. You hear about these other whistleblowers. You don't hear about the Sibel Edmonds and the folks that really have something that could rock the establishment and change things. You don't hear from them on NBC Nightly News or special interviews or 60 Minutes or anything like that. Why not? Glasnost did indeed play a key role in the demise of the Soviet Union. Condensing, paraphrasing. How so? Well, the citizens' views were that the baby must be thrown out with the bathwater because the whole system was corrupt. Gorbachev ostensibly sought to expose government corruption, to rout it out, and you know, clean up government. And suddenly, the majority of the Soviet populace was feeling like the whole government was corrupt and just needed to be thrown out. Can you see that happening here in America? It seems painfully obvious and painfully obviously scripted to me. So there are no leaks, but you know, we see what's happening. We're told these things, and the fact that even by the establishment leaks, if that's what they are, whether they're legitimate leaks or establishment leaks, we're told that government officials are corrupt. You know, the FBI director basically admitted that there was a high degree of criminality without actually coming out and saying it to Hillary Clinton's activity and her email, the scandal. And at a minimum, what she did was a violation of law. But then he said she didn't intend to do anything bad. What about all those people that the FBI is rounding up lately and branding terrorists in preemptive prosecutions that have literally committed no crime or maybe some petty crime not related to terrorism? All told, that's nearly 9.5 out of 10 of the people that the FBI has prosecuted or has brought up on charges and the DOJ has prosecuted. 9.5 out of 10, 94.2% to be exact, according to Project Salaam's study. So why are we not looking there first? Why are we not, when there's a terrorist attack, doesn't it make sense if the FBI is creating and if every single one that – every incident that happens that occurs here in America, if every incident we see the same MO, the same pattern with very slight nuances, and in just about every case – and this is the case abroad. Usually, there are early reports of multiple shooters in these mass shootings, and then suddenly there's one person scapegoated, and that person is referred to as a lone wolf, who is actually a known wolf, which comes to light later, as you know, Patrick Henningsen over at 21st Century Wire has coined. I think he's absolutely right. It's the known wolf phenomenon or the known wolf scenario, not lone, known, because the FBI knows them. They have handlers. They have meetings. There are informants working with this person typically, and that's what the FBI does in COINTELPRO fashion. So if this is the same rinse and repeat model that is employed in every single scenario that the media, the corporate media flocks to and shines their bright light on, has the same earmarks. Why is every American not terminally suspicious of all of those players, all of those state and non-state actors, as the RAND corporations of the world call them. The corporate media, the think tank folks that predict with astonishing accuracy these kinds of things. You know, you go back to the RAND Corporation's monograph, The Advent of Net War, by Arquilla and Ronfeld, I think. John Arquilla and the other guy, I always forget his name. Anyway, The Advent of Net War 20 years ago predicted all of this headless, you know, violence and so forth. Unbelievable. Were they psychic? Pretty shocking. Which was a point that I intended to mention on Monday's broadcast when Gerda Coleman was on. But, you know, the advent of Net War 20 years ago, why are we not looking at these folks? Why David Ronfeld, John Arquilla and David Ronfeld, why are we not suspicious of the corporate media, the think tank, white coats, the experts, the technocrats, who always have an agenda? And people know, people are seeing this. Science is not the objective investigation to see what things, to look into things and see what it can find. Science is now an agenda-driven, money-driven, corporate-driven mission to support a predefined narrative. Here's what we want to support. Here's the narrative we want to support. Now, go find the science that supports this narrative, speaking of evolution and eugenics and transhumanism and the singularity and all this other nonsense. People know, and yet we still go back to the well and we still partake of the poison water, so to speak. It's a poison well. Why are we going back to this well? Why are we allowing these silver, you know, these silver-tongued charlatans, these well-heeled, charismatic, charming and charismatic sociopaths and psychopaths to dip into that well in suggestibilist fashion and ladle out the poison? And then drink from it and spread it around. Why are we doing that? The level of schizophrenia and cognitive dissonance is staggering. And when you think about that, and you think about the fact that even the most well-meaning, the well-intentioned of us, continue this practice, that we take anything, any of these people say seriously, how can you trust anything FBI Director James Comey says at this point? How can you trust anything Hillary Clinton says? How can you trust anything Donald Trump says, frankly? That, you know, for what it's worth, I don't think you can. He seems to vacillate on command, you know, on a dime basically, for in the name of opportunism, and is clearly a closet fascist. Maybe not so much closet anymore, it seems. And look at what happens at the organic moments of his rallies. Not the staged stuff, not the people that are bussed in and all of that, not the stuff that's staged by corporate media and so forth. And, you know, you see in the not really leaked DNC emails that kind of stuff is – there are setups there too. Anyway – not that stuff, but the, you know, if you can talk to some of the folks at the grassroots level who are supporters, they're kind of that same militancy that I mentioned, you know, when it comes to Wahhabism and Salafism or, you know, Christian identity stuff. And I'm not trying to pick on anybody. I'm just saying this is, you know, it's this militancy, this aggression, this hostility. This is – people are getting stirred up on purpose. This is happening on purpose. Why would we allow – why would we subject ourselves to this? And as a brief aside, on the subject of who's who in the zoo. You know, I don't even want to get off on that. This identity stuff. Who's who in the zoo? Who's a Jew? Who's not? It's not about the flesh. You know, Paul clarified that in Galatians and Romans just for fun. We'll touch on that for a second. If you're curious, research the Israel of God mentioned in Galatians 6:16. Those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. The Israel of God, I say, in contrast to the modern geopolitical contrivance, otherwise known as Israel, which is not, clearly. But the Israel of God is, you know, so what is that? And to clarify on that, I think you cross-reference, among others, Romans 9:6, 6-8, really. These words, it is not as though the word of God has failed, for they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel, nor are they all children because they are Abraham's descendants, but through Isaac your descendants will be named. That is, it is not the children of the flesh who are children of God, but the children of the promise are regarded as descendants. So who are the children of the promise? And from Romans 9, 10, and 11, you can kind of do your own homework, and that's just an aside. I don't even want to get into that, but for what it's worth, there's that. And speaking of who's who in the zoo, I always refer to, or with great regularity, I would say I refer to the Pike's letter to Mazzini, colliding political Zionism and political Islam together. Do we not see that? Do we not see, you know, when you hear the speech, the old speeches from years ago of, not so old, but, you know, Chavez's speeches about, you know, Israel being the devil and so forth. Do you not see the sides being drawn apart? Political Zionism and political Islam. Political Islam, perhaps best represented in the weaponized brand of Islam, that being Wahhabism and Salafism, and they are unique, and I need to get into that, back into that at some point. But if we don't see that, then we get drawn into these specious conflicts and collided against, played off against one another. It's a terrible thing. So back to the first observation and then to the second, real quick. If this is true, if it's clearly self-evident that politicians, even academics, the think tank folks, the white coats there, are lying to us, without exception, and really blatantly trying to misrepresent things and mislead the American people, and we keep going back to that well, does that make us criminally insane? Those who would do that? Just food for thought. That's the second observation. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's staggering. Are we culpable? Are we criminally culpable? Are we accessories to a crime that targets us as Americans? The NPR piece, A Summer of Terrorism, points to the limits of counterterrorism as an interesting piece. It's 4 minutes of audio, and I intended to play that a day or two ago, but it's interesting. You know, opens with these words: "The summer is barely half over, and already major terror attacks have unfolded across the globe. It's hard to make sense of carnage on that scale, or to feel anything but powerless in the face of so much death and destruction." That's a very sensationalist opening to the article. A Summer of Terrorism points to the limits of counterterrorism, but who is targeted? Well, it's interesting. You know, listen to these words in the conclusion of the article. Matt Olson, the former director of the National Counterterrorism Center from 2011 to 2014, acknowledges the disconnect between military gains and ISIS and the group's ongoing ability to stage attacks. So the point there is, you know, the experts, Matt Olson being one, you know, these think tank white coats that say, well, we need to pour gasoline on a fire, not set back fires, but, you know, let's pour gasoline on it. Let's create a more raging inferno. And again, I want to get to Ben Swan's reality check, pointing out that from 2000 to 2014, the facts are, excluding military deaths, terrorism seems to be on the rise by more than 4,500%. So is the war on terror working, rhetorically speaking? And truly moderate or level-headed voices have been saying for decades, going back to Jonathan Quitney's book, Endless Enemies, and we've played Gary Webb's reference of Jonathan Quitney's book back in 1998 when Gary Webb was on C-SPAN's Washington Journal, asked about Usama bin Laden, the Saudi national, you know, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, who somehow decided that he was going to go hide in caves. And, you know, even though he was a CIA asset and on the payroll, at one point he was going to hide in caves worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, what, I mean, come on. It's just unbelievable. Again, these yarns that are told to the American people. So Matt Olson said, we could completely defeat ISIS militarily and we could still have attacks like we've seen in Orlando or Nice, says Olson. We've had terrorism forever, right? Really? Have we? Who's the terrorist maker, Matt Olson? So over time, he said, continuing, we have to make it so that we're able to really prevent people from being radicalized. What does that sound like? The communitarian law discussion that continues to happen, that is coming, becoming more prevalent, I think, on RBN and in other circles. So he says, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're not doing now. Preventing people from being radicalized, the article continues, in the first place is a priority, but it's also a long-term proposition. That exposes an uncomfortable truth about the limits of counterterrorism. And another quote from to close the article. The last quote is Brett McGurk, White House point person on ISIS. It's his words. And he said, nobody can say that these attacks are going to stop. Unfortunately, I think we're going to see more. So that was interesting. And there was another article, NPR article, that I think of where the point was made that it was the same article. Patrick Skinner from the Sufin Group, National Security Consultants, the Sufin Group, said that, you know, back in the old days, the CIA had an org chart, and now the org chart is the internet, everyone on it. So if you're on the internet, you're a suspect. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, forever.
healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Second hour already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, July 27th, 2016. Just a couple of quick points of note on this article, and then we'll go to the phones here in a second. The article, the NPR article that I mentioned, A Summer of Terrorism Points to the Limits of Counterterrorism. Some observations. Bruce Riedel, these are a few excerpts in my thoughts on them. Bruce Riedel, a former CIA counterterrorism official, now at the Brookings Institution. These white coats are all the people. I mean, it's just it's spooks and white coats that they interview. And I've mentioned this for years. You'll see the CSIS, for example, likes to brag about the fact that its white coats, its technocrats are used throughout the media to validate and substantiate ridiculous notions, and it's just incredible how we, the American public at large, buys this, gobbles this poison up from the poison well. And they are very charming and charismatic, apparently, because when you really just kind of strip away all of the glitz and glamour, all of the sparkle, there should be a great deal of suspicion, like I said, about the Rand Corporation's monograph, The Advent of Net War, speaking to what's happening. And I think of The Advent of Net War when I look at pieces like this NPR piece. Anyway, Bruce Riedel, a former CIA counterterrorism official, now at the Brookings Institution, makes me think, wow, essentially agency to agency, or because, you know, former CIA, is there such a thing? Agency to agency, or perhaps from Gladio to Mockingbird, I should say. The excerpt, it is attracting sufficient recruits, ISIS that is, to be able to stage almost daily acts of horror around the planet. And I say, no kidding, Sherlock, that's what sound minds have been saying for decades. Jonathan Quitney, again, Endless Enemies, published in 1984, which Gary Webb referred to. on C-SPAN's Washington Journal back in 1998. Noam Chomsky, who has been saying from day one in the post 9/11 era and before actually that America is the greatest progenitor of terrorism and the terrorist maker, obviously the author of Pirates and Emperors, and we play that Schoolhouse Rock video from time to time. Robin Cook's article the day after the London 7/7 bombings back in 2005, he's a moderate voice saying, look, you can't go around killing people to fight terrorism. That's not the way to do it. We are creating the terrorists, a point that Hillary Clinton admitted on the record with Greta Van Susteren back in 2010. We play that clip regularly. Hillary Clinton kind of leaving, you know, talking, giving a detailed account of the creation of the Afghan Mujahideen, leaving out the important, you know, kind of occluding the important details that maintain plausible deniability and don't point to culpability. But, you know, telling the story, we created, as she said, the enemy we're now fighting. We helped create the enemy we're now fighting, the United States military-industrial complex and intelligence complex. Jeremy Scahill, we've played his clips recently, saying the same thing. The United States foreign policy creates this scenario. Now we've normalized creating these vacuums of political power that the CIA used to do covertly. They're not even covert regime change actions anymore. This is just normalized. Anyway, the other quote, Rydell says, the almost daily attacks are part of a calculated long-term strategy to create the impression of a world in chaos. And so that, you know, calls to mind Operation Gladio and the strategy of tension, perhaps. And above that, Pike's allegedly spurious letter to Mazzini, again playing political Zionism and political Islam off of one another and drawing nations and people into sides of the of that conflict. Atheism and Christianity, again, being drawn in Pike's allegedly spurious letter to Mazzini back in 1871. Patrick Skinner, I mentioned earlier, with the National Security Consultants, the SUFIN group. Naturally, like I said, more spooks and white coats. Says the Nice attack, he said the Nice attack was so troubling because of its simplicity. This wasn't a truck bomb, it was a truck. It's not even under the radar, it's invisible. And that's ironic that Patrick Skinner said it's invisible because of the fact that French nationalists or French national authorities have sought to have the CCTV footage deleted. Interesting words, it's invisible, you know? So I say invisible, really? What about the security detail that was altered to allow the truck? And there were four trucks, it's my understanding, that were floating around that were somewhat unaccounted for. Three are unaccounted for, to my knowledge. The one, obviously, you know, the one that Richard Gutjahr filmed from his hotel room. Bizarre. And what about the other, you know, again, what about the other reported trucks? And what about the French domestic intelligence DGSI chief Patrick Calvar's prediction of exactly, precisely just such an event, using trucks as weapons, no less? Invisible. And then there is Scott's article over at Willie Loman, the Willie Loman blog, on the subject, and his pointing out of the glaring inconsistencies with the truck narrative. The fact that it was invisible is, or the assertion that it's invisible is, just flying in the face of reality. Again, how can we believe any of these stories? Mainstream media. I wanted to get back to that story, actually, Scott's article on that. And invisible is just ridiculous. So again, who's targeted? Getting back to Patrick Skinner's words, there is no org chart for everybody on the internet. That sums up the challenge posed today by the Islamic State and other extremist groups. Through social media, they are recruiting around the clock, he said. This narrative to me always reminds me of the advent of NetWar, Rand's 1996 monograph by John Arquilla and David Ronfeld, predicting the rise of precisely this type of conflict and these types of headless organizations. The Rand summary of the advent of NetWar reads as if it were lifted from today's headlines 20 years later. Were they psychic? Because remember, in 1996, that was when the internet was, well, you know, your grandparents told you not to put anything on it. AOL stood for always offline, dial up, and so forth. And now here we are, social media and so forth. ISIS is recruiting through social media around the clock, according to Patrick Skinner and other technocrats. It's just, you know, it's unbelievable the level of denial, cognitive dissonance, and schizophrenia, quite frankly, that virtually every American engages in. There is a scant few that do not. And so, I, again, in the second observation, I ask, are we culpable, criminally so perhaps? Are we accessories to a crime that targets every American and beyond, of course? Because as I pointed out, the RBN host, I forget who, but it's true that the words, America, your government has been weaponized against you, they are true. It is true. Anyway, let's go to the phones and grab Jim in Illinois. Jim, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris. Do you read me okay?
Yep.
All right.
And you're one of the few, I would say, that do not engage in that kind of what I would consider criminal culpability. And
well, I have been responsible for it due to my ignorance. But we know ignorance is no excuse in law.
Yeah.
And even a mentally defect of man is responsible for his actions per McNaughton rule, and that's just the way it is.
And that's an old Latin
maxim.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I can say what I need to say in about 2 minutes, and I can yield, or if you want to engage, I'll do that also. But it would appear that the presentment you make would be the symptomatology of the sick body. It begs the question, is there a solution? And I would propose there is, but it requires a change of heart, especially for fallen men. Anyway, the founding documents, our Constitution and the other organic laws, as penned in word by the representatives of the people, took the gospel and used it to border an animal. That animal is the secular administrative state, a creature subject to monarchical excess or domination, the base nature of fallen men. The Creator's liberty and inheritance, and it's interesting that you should make reference to Hebrews. The thing is we must claim our inheritance and the promises thereof. Continuing, as the administrative state continues in its spiral in a non-relevant position as it pertains to the organic law of the states united, each man of his conviction and volition must enforce the performance of the contract, the law as evidenced by the Constitution. The power of the people is attenuated when we qualify a solution as that the only way to redress wrongdoing, as if a coalition of persons is the mechanism. I submit that if man apprehends the law, he then can test the spirit based on the spirit of the law. Having this in hand, man will know whom is or are confederates or confederate. Knowing whom is a confederate, this knowledge allows like-minded by law to coalesce their energies. Continuing, people are in open rebellion to the laws of nature, nature's God, and the powers of the earth, hence the Constitution and the gospel. They are not well-regulated men, balanced in reason, discipline, etc., and thus not a well-regulated militia. These people are fallen men, not in honor of the law. They are conformed to the world system of the secular administrative state, a dead engine given life through consent to the contract jurisdiction by the man. And I would submit that consent. He who consents cannot receive an injury. That's basically a maxim of law. And consent makes the law. A contract is a law between the parties, which can acquire force only by consent. And I probably went over my time that I said it would take, but yeah, I think I've said enough. You there? Did I lose you?
Yeah, no. Those are your words, Jim?
Yes. Having given much thought, yes, I wrote those down myself. Yes.
And that's, yeah, that's,
as given by the Spirit, I must, you know, let me not be profane in stating, you know, that's all on my own. No, I put a little labor in, and the Creator gave an increase. So anyway.
I think it's food for a great deal of thought. When you started, it reminded me of Isaiah 1, and I think I have to chew on that personally.
Yeah, I would suggest people do chew on that, you know, and really not only just chew on it, but meditate with their Creator on it.
Yeah.
So the solution is, bottom line, men must know what it is to be a man, and by doing so, you know, we can test the spirits of our environment, find out who's who in the zoo, and
yeah.
That's basically, you know, my prayer lately has been to my Creator to have that meekness, that humility where I can sit and listen to others without developing a sense of superiority, you know, and just taking off and dusting my shoes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Compassion, and you know, I think of the words of Jesus, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. That kind of thing comes to my mind typically, especially with the subject matter that I've been mentioning. You know, the fact that the evidence is quite clear, it's abundantly clear. There are folks that have been, granted the blessing of their constituents positions of power, and yet they clearly abuse it and target those same constituents.
Hey, I better go, Chris. All right. Blessings of liberty.
Thanks, Jim. You too. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around more right after this short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
To the phones here in a second. A couple of quick observations and reflections on Jim's words. First of all, I think that's something that I'll ruminate on, and perhaps we all should. But ignorantia juris non excusat is the Latin phrase and old Roman maxim that I meant. That I was referring to ignorance of the law is no excuse. It's not just a modern incarnation. And in Bernays's propaganda back in 1928, in chapter 3, of course, he wrote, governments depend upon acquiescent public opinion for the success of their efforts. And in fact, government is only government by virtue of acquiescence. That is in contrast to the Declaration of Independence that says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. A sentiment echoed by Reagan in his Time for Choosing speech, I think very eloquently, when he said, "This idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except the sovereign people, is still the newest and most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. But we have lost sight of that. And we need to get back to that and cling to that, let go of that slave mentality." Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Mike in Minnesota. Mike, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thanks, Chris. I just want to say what you were talking about earlier in regards to Osama in the cave, and it don't make sense. Somebody with hundreds of millions. Well, I just want to say a couple of things. One is the money wasn't earned. It's like family money. Two, you're looking at it from a Western mindset about money, whereas he is of an Eastern mindset, also a Wahhabist. And extremely faithful in his belief. And money plays, you know, especially fake Jew money, plays no part in his thought process like this of wanting to live in a cave, because his belief is above all else. So from a Western mindset, it's just like the same as when the so-called settlers came here. Well, they viewed everything about land and money and crap like that from the European mindset, whereas the Native American was... absolutely lost on this whole concept, because nobody owned the land.
Right.
I mean, you lived on it, but you didn't, you know, how could you sell what's God's? It's basically was their philosophy. Well, the white
exactly.
man had a completely different philosophy. Everything is a price.
Yep.
Okay. Now,
and
Wahhabists, it's...
Yeah, taking it by force majeure, essentially conquest and manifest destiny and so forth. Yep.
And you're in a completely different realm of thought process there.
Right. I'm just pointing out the disparity in the establishment narrative and the facts. And I agree with you on everything that you said. And to your point, I would say, you know, then why the CIA involvement? Why money and guns and so forth from the CIA? Anyway, it's a broader subject, and I appreciate your remarks on it, Mike.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I used to live in a cave, too. Well, it was World War II artillery bunker, but it wasn't for religious reasons. It was because the rent was criminally high.
Poor is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up. Standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.